President Obama's plan to balance the federal budget combines across-the-board spending cuts with a tax hike on individuals making more than $200,000 a year or couples making more than $250,000. Republicans oppose those tax increases, arguing that higher income brackets include small business owners and that raising their taxes forces local retailers, mom-and-pop stores, and entrepreneurs to pull back on the hiring and investment we need to rebuild our economy. But is this really true? Take my small business as an example. I run a software development studio here in Northern California. A year ago, we had one of our best years ever. We made almost $900,000. If the president's plan goes through, our taxes would go up, right? Well, no. $900,000 was our gross earnings. Most of it, about $700,000, paid the people who worked for us. Another $20,000 went to expenses like rent, insurance, and new computer equipment, all tax deductible. The remainder was split between my partner and me for our own salaries. So in the end, we each paid taxes on about $90,000. Like I said, it was a good year and still well below the quarter million mark. You see, the money I spend on employee salaries, buying new equipment, research, the spending that drives our economy, also helps reduce my tax burden as a small business owner. In fact, the higher taxes get raised, the more motivation I have to reinvest everything I earn back into my company. The president's proposed tax increase is on the money that's left over, the profit I didn't reinvest and took as salary. Sure, some businesses would be hit, like lawyers, athletes, and entertainers, but they're not the hiring and investment engines our economy needs. When it comes to salaries, small business owners like me are no different than anybody else. $250,000 sounds pretty good. Maybe one of these days my business will be successful enough to pay me that well, and I'd like to think that, if I ever get there, I'll be okay with giving a little more back to the country and the economy that made it possible. With a perspective, I'm Matt Small.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.